Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are wrapping up for the year and we're giving you a bit of an insight into some things that have been happening behind the scenes at the studio, as well as our plans for Assemblée for the new year and some exciting things that we have going on. Stay tuned to listen to the whole episode. We'd love for you to get your feedback and see what you think. But this is just on the top of the show, a quick note that this is going to be our last episode for the year. We're going to take a well-deserved break for the rest of December and into the new year. And we'll be back in the new year with new content. We're sort of planning to do a new intro, sort of revamping stuff, getting it all fresh for the new year ahead. So if you can't listen right now, just wanted to let you know that we are going to take a short break over the Christmas period just to, you know, reset, get energized and really excited for things that are coming up in 2024. But I hope you stay tuned to today's episode and we're going to dive into what that is and give you a bit more of an insider look. So today, as always, it is me, Claire, and the lovely Mariah.
Hi, guys.
The only thing that's different is we're not in the studio and we are recording pretty low tech on my iPhone because my mic also broke, so that's fun. But when I recorded something like this the other week, it actually sounded pretty good, so I'm not too concerned. But again, I'm sure you listened to the start of the show, this is just a quick reminder. This is our last episode for the year and we are taking a well-deserved break. I don't think we've taken a podcast break in how long now?
Literally ages.
Yeah.
I don't think we have for like, I don't know, at least a year and a half. Like we were on and off in like 2022 and then like the back end to like this whole year we've been very, very consistent. So
go us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just wanted to let everyone know, yeah, taking a little break. We contemplated the idea of doing replays, but if you want to go back, now's a great time to do so. There's probably episodes that maybe weren't relevant to you at the time or didn't interest you in the moment, but you might be looking to consume it in a different way as you head into the Christmas break. In Australia, again, a lot of dance studios closed down for a big chunk over our summer. But I know in the States they generally, the Northern Hemisphere, have a smaller winter break over that Christmas New Year period because you're still kind of in the middle or the start of your season, really. So wherever you are in your year, I'm sure I hope you get to have a nice little break with your family, and that's what we are going to do as well.
Yeah.
So a little bit from us. So like I said, we are really excited to be coming back in the new year. We've got some plans for refreshing our intro and our album art and kind of just going with a bit of a zhuzhed vibe for 2024. We, as you would have heard, if you've listened to the podcast, we have been sharing that we have our paid masterclass, and that's like a subscription model that we've done this year. It's been really fun. We've loved doing it, but we also just let our subscribers know today that December will be the last month we do that in that format. So we did it every month this year and it was really, really cool. We love doing it. We love, again, going further and deeper. Every masterclass was about an hour. And we loved going into that content. The reason why we picked that format at the start of last year was that we wanted to have that live interaction and be able to answer questions and problems and concerns on the spot. But we found that most people consumed it via replay anyway. So we weren't really having a heap of people attend live. And if they did, that, you know, they maybe didn't have a question at the time. I don't know. Maybe we're just really good at explaining stuff.
Yeah. Probably. They had no questions. We answered everything perfectly without even one question.
We're joking. You can't tell. But so I guess the purpose of like why we did it in that format, it's sort of shifted and it's not really what we...
It didn't serve its purpose.
No, yes.
That what we intended it to be anyway. I think we wanted a bit of interaction, and I guess we sort of learnt that people wanted to learn when it suited them, which is totally fine in a way that Claire and I both also do. And I guess it makes sense, like, looking back at it as well. But I think at the time we just wanted to answer anything live or what did you say before, like that instant feedback and stuff like that. So that was the intention, and I think we obviously learnt as the months went on that everyone was kind of watching their content from their membership portal and not joining us live, which is fine. But then for us in turn, it's like doing it, we could just create that content and it be there for them instead of that live element as well. So that's just something we learnt doing the masterclass format.
Yeah. So we're excited that next year we've decided to just shift what our paid offering is. So the podcast will be available every week free, as it has been always. But what we're excited to be offering is a paid subscription through the podcast. So again, we've had year on year, we have people joining us new, and that's so exciting. And some people are happy just with that weekly episode, and some people want to support us in a different way, or again get some more behind the scenes content, additional content. There is, like I said on the masterclass, there is some things that I can't share in a free format. I'm not comfortable sharing, and I can behind a paywall I'm more comfortable doing it because we can actually see who's consuming it. So, you know, maybe some more personal stories or some challenges and things. I feel like I'm very honest in the podcast in general, but I am mindful that we have clients and customers that sometime are interested, that listen, which is not a bad thing. We're not ever like poo-pooing anyone. Mm-hmm. But in general, if there's anything that's like particularly maybe slightly more sensitive, we would generally only share about that on the masterclass. So that type of content will be converted into our paid subscription model. Again, we haven't got the exact specifics. As soon as we finalize everything, we will be sharing that with you. It'll be, you know, a small monthly membership, and I'm sure, I think there's like option on most of them that you can do like a cheaper for the year. That's what most of them offer. So we will definitely do that if it's available to us. But we're excited to again offer the free weekly podcast as we always have. And then some of the paid bonus content will be, you know, two extra episodes a month, slightly longer, similar content and topics to what we've done in our paid masterclass, but in audio form. And so our intention then is, if we normally create slides and worksheets and things, we'll still create that and share that with our paid members. And then also, you know, for those who want to join us, we're considering when we do our podcast recording sessions, streaming that live for people who want to join in and watch and see how that looks. So sort of a best of both worlds. And again, we have some amazing interviews with guests, and we are so thankful all of the information they share and how vulnerable and sensitive they are. But again, there's some things that they're probably more comfortable sharing in a format where it's a little bit more reduced. So some episodes, for instance, we might have extra questions with our special guests, or get a bit more nitty gritty into some specific questions. And to be honest, I think I might have had this idea kind of already in the back of my head, because we already have a couple of episodes, like extra questions, bonus things ready to go. And I just wasn't sure how I was going to share them yet. But that'll be first up for our paid members.
And I think it'll be great also because a lot of our the people that joined us for the masterclass this year, a lot of them came from our podcast. So it's going to be even easier for you guys, because it's going to be on the platform that you're already on. You don't need to log into something else or go and pay somewhere else, and we're just trying to make it very convenient, easy
for both, for us and for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like I'm a lazy consumer. Like I was saying to Mariah, like I am obsessed with podcasts and all the time. And I subscribe to maybe three or so. And I have two on Apple Podcasts, which are great. And I could also subscribe to them on Spotify, but I'm more of an Apple Podcast user, so I do that. And then the other one, which I adore, they have like a third party app, and even I find that too annoying. Mm. But I still pay because I really like it. Yeah. And I still listen to it. It's just like, for instance, I was saying to Mariah, when I'm driving in my car, I'm like, "Hey Siri," I ask her to play that podcast, and it will play like the paid extra episodes on there. It's very just like intuitive, and that's what I like. And again, we are all about ease and meeting you guys where you are. And like, I know how busy you are because I'm doing what you're doing. I'm a dance studio owner. I know that there's a lot of dance studio owners who are parents or managing something else, like another job or family life, or that everyone is just so busy. And so being able to listen on the go, and what, again, when we're talking sort of comparing the masterclass, what we were thinking is, even though sometimes it was good to have that visual element and we referred to maybe a diagram, it really mostly was just our faces, mm-hmm. which are gorgeous, and of course you want to look at them, but it wouldn't have made a massive impact on any information you absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we will still provide those visual elements to our subscribers
through the show notes.
Yeah, and again, we're not taking away the free podcast, and no one has to subscribe, of course, but like a lot of extra work goes into this, and I spend quite a bit of money because I don't edit the shows. Mariah does all of that, and that is a part of her job. So it's a lot of time for her, money for me. And so at the end of the day, it is a business. And so by having this, it's helping to support us to go straight back into the podcast and the content we create. And as a result, we hope that we create more engaging, more fun content week after week.
Yeah. So we're so excited for 2024. It'll be a nice, like, fresh start, something new. And then, like Claire said, we'll be taking a break from now until the new year. We'll be back in
January 2024.
Yeah, wow.
I keep saying it's 2024 already. I know, or this year, I keep saying this year, next, like, I keep getting mixed up. I'm sure everyone else does that too.
I do it too.
Yeah.
It's confusing, but super excited. Yeah, and thank you so much for listening this year. Again, always reach out on socials. Even I'd love to know, like, you know, what more you want to hear about next year. We, again, in the new year, going into a big recording session. So if there's something that you've been wanting to hear more about, or something that you don't think we talk about enough, or something we talk about too much, be sure to let us know. We might even put up a few polls over the next few weeks while we're sort of in quote marks off, just so we can start kind of gathering info from you guys, because the reason why we create it is for you. Else we would just these are the conversations we have these conversations all the time anyway, that's hopefully if people can learn from it. If you're not you know, sometimes people don't have teams to bounce ideas off, or again, it's sometimes just refreshing, even if you do, to have a different
perspective
or from, like, everyone is at a different point in their studio owner journey or their business journey. So, I hope that that'll make sense. Again, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, whatever you guys celebrate. Enjoy this time. We are already sweating a lot in Australia, getting ready for our cool Christmas, and I'm sure our friends in the Northern Hemisphere are starting to be quite chilly.
Get cozy.
You guys have the, like, when we think of Christmas, like, that's what we think of, like, snow and stuff, even though, because we've been brainwashed as children with all the movies.
Ever get that.
No, even though our Christmas is literally at the beach.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, beach, pool, prawns, cold. A lot of fresh, cold fruit. Anyway, it's different. We love it. Yeah. Well, that's what we're used to. I've also had a white Christmas.
Christmas.
So good. Okay. It's so fun.
I'm going to do it.
Particularly where we live in Australia, we don't get snow ever.
No. Not where we live.
No. Like in our winter, like our minimum temperature is like 22 degrees Celsius. So we're really not. There is snow in Australia, but it's not that good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was a side note.
I want to go to Japan.
Same.
Oh, I so want to go to Japan.
Do it.
I know, but I have to save. I also have a toddler and another baby coming.
Baby on the way.
Yes. Finishing note is I am 6 months pregnant now. I sort of didn't on purpose keep it a secret. It was just that I was weird about it. I didn't feel like making a big deal of it for the studio. Yeah. Everyone was so great about it. We literally put it at the bottom of a newsletter 1 week.
Yeah.
And then a kid asked me on the weekend at our show, like, are you pregnant? Because your belly's sticking out. And I was like, they're seven. I'm not offended. I was like, yeah, I am. Oh, that's nice. Aww. But I was like, imagine if I was like, no.
Yeah.
But they probably wouldn't have even felt awkward.
They would have been like, oh, you're okay.
Yeah. yeah, so that also is like a factor, is that like the live element. If everyone was loving and using, we would have done it, but it was the people weren't doing it, and I'm going to find it hard to do it live with an infant.
It's not a thing.
So. It's not a thing. So we can pre-record and then no one misses out.
Yes.
And yes, so I'm having a baby next year. Very exciting. Another one. I've already got one.
Yeah.
She's really good. But.
All right. Now Claire's just talking.
Okay, bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Ensemble Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ensemble Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.